My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline's where he is.
I got a big ass penguin.
Hi, Tim. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing okay.
You sure?
Hey, yeah, I'm doing great, man. I just I was over at the Woody Hayes. I was over at the Ohio Stadium watching the unveiling of the Archie Griffin statue. It was so cool. I said they finally put an arch in the rotunda.
Ah,
I thought that was pretty
well
funny.
Played.
But
well
done. Yeah, I didn't mean to come out. I just, you know. Every time I look around, I got a friend or somebody, a good acquaintance, you know, like dropping these days. And it's kind of an interesting time to be alive, if you follow my drift. I didn't mean to be so dour there when you first came on.
No, I know. And obviously, are you talking about Johnny Gaudreau or somebody else pass?
Well, that too, but a friend of mine, me and my wife have bought hay for years for our horses. At a party or something, and, massive heart attack, and he's a younger guy than me. But yeah, I don't want to dwell on that. But the Johnny Gaudreau news is just awful because all I can think about is that picture of him with his wife and two kids. Just unbelievable.
And the fact that he was with his brother and they were going to the sister's wedding and just
heartbreaking, man.
I mean, I'm not sure what circumstance it could have been worse. The whole family getting ready for one of the great family moments. And his family is so tight-knit, the way I understand it, from the people who cover the Blue Jackets.
Yeah, one of the reasons he's in Columbus, right?
Correct.
Because of his wife and just, oh, man. It's so weird because then you're at a great celebration today, too, for Archie. And it's like you got to kind of move forward, too. And I don't know. Was it kind of a weird feeling then or no? I mean, first of all, if there's anybody in the state that deserves a statue, it's Archie. Let's be honest.
So. Oh, yeah. Yeah. 20 years ago.
True.
And number one, like I had him on my Tim May show this week, and we were talking about a lot of things, but I said, you know, the thing I've been sort of advocating for is why there isn't a pantheon of statues there as you walk from you know where I'm talking about there, from the Woody Hayes Drive.
Absolutely.
The entrance to the big rotunda, the grand entrance to the stadium, why there isn't a pantheon there of statues of Heisman Trophy winners that they've had. Of course, Archie would then have two statues, I guess. and then the four coaches that won national championships at Ohio State, like they have at Alabama. They have the coaches that have won national championships right outside the stadium, a big statue area. Oklahoma has their Heisman Trophy winners right outside the stadium. It's pretty sweet. And this is the first, other than Jesse Owens, the statue of Jesse Owens there by the Jesse Owens track stadium.
Mm-hmm.
This is the only other, I think, statue on Ohio State's campus to a sports figure. Not that sports figures, you know, should be, I don't know,
immortalized
to a vast extent, a nauseous extent. But the Heisman Trophy winners and coaches that led national championship teams, because all those guys stand really for teams, you know, not just themselves.
Right,
and that's what should be glorified with a. I mean, it would be quite the impressive pantheon. Let me just put it that way.
Has anyone ever talked about it? I mean, so you're saying
I have
from St. John.
A bunch.
So the walkway, basically, the same way that they when they do skull session and come on over to the stadium for the game, that should be the walkway of champions or something. I'm trying to think of a better name.
Correct, because at the Archie statue now, which was a replica. It's a replica of the one that the Rose Bowl presented him, put in front of the Rose Bowl by the Rose Bowl 2 weeks ago. They gifted the exact copy to Ohio State, and as you walk up to the rotunda, it's just at the entrance of the rotunda. It's just off to your left, just outside. It's really pretty sweet, actually. And you could have, how many Heisman Trophy winners? I lose count. Every time I start counting, I run out of fingers.
Seven or eight.
Yeah, but seven, I think. But two of them belong to the same guy.
Right.
But yeah, and then four national championship coaches, Paul Brown, Woody Hayes, Jim Tressel, and Urban Meyer. That would be quite impressive.
You know, it'd be cool is if they built kind of what's the street? Why can't it's not Lane Avenue? What's the street that you have to
walk? Woody Hayes Drive.
Yeah, it's Woody Hayes Drive. So I don't know. Maybe you call it the arch. Like build like an arch over Woody Hayes Drive, and that you've got to walk.
You'd
be walking over the arch.
Oh yeah,
and maybe you put one for arch on one and one on the other, so you're truly, and then you've got the arch of the stadium when you walk in.
How long did it take us to spitball that?
10 seconds. Yes,
it took us two minutes to spitball that. It's not really hard to think of.
Let me just say this, Tim. If Pat Chun was the AD right now, it'd be done. It'd already be done.
Yeah. Not to mention, I tell both of you that this is considered billable hours, and you've been doing this for 3 hours.
That's true.
Well, let me tell you this. They're about to revenue share with the players here starting next year, unless another court gets in the way. So they may not have as much, petty cash as they used to, if you follow my drift.
But I follow your drift.
All of that could be donated, in my opinion. I mean, I didn't mean to get off on that tangent.
Well, if they could sell the street name for sure, right?
What?
If they could sell the street name.
Well, they did name the street that goes down down the east side of the stadium. They didn't rename it in that one particular area there, Archie Griffin Way, also today. So.
Oh, that's awesome. That's over by the towers, or no? That's the other side.
On the other side. It's on the east side. Over
between the parking lot.
Toward the power plant and stuff.
Gotcha. That's awesome. And what a great job. I mean, we didn't even talk about Archie. Like, probably one of the greatest human beings ever. I don't ever remember trying to ask Archie a question and have Archie say no. Or whenever we ever needed him for a pregame show, Archie, can we grab him for 2 seconds? Yes, whatever you need, Andy. I hold him to the highest standard because he is the definition of excellence.
He is the same person as the first time I met him in 1976 after I moved up here. He was already graduated, but I met him at an event or something. And the exact same person today. He even looks youngish. As I said to the Rotary or whatever club I was just talking to, the Agonis club I was just talking to, I said, he looks 45. Get it?
Oh, that's perfect.
It's beautiful.
He retired at 45, except Andy Katzmore got in there. He was in for a minute. That's it.
Well, that's why they retire. They put names up on the edge of the stadium now. You can't retire every number that deserves it at Ohio State, or you'd have players playing in the 100 number jerseys. That would, I think that would fry a lot of digital, and just think what it'd do to Connor Stallions when he's trying to scout a game. But that's neither here nor there.
Oh, man. We haven't even kicked off one game, baby. And you've already.
We're back.
That's
excellent.
I just don't appreciate, because I thought that video or that documentary was very interesting in a lot of ways. But I just don't appreciate people. I don't appreciate people who know that they're telling you a fib. You understand what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
And they think they're the smartest guy in the room, and they think they're getting away with it. And then those couple of lawyers he had with him. He said he can't recall. Can't recall, but he remembers thousands of arm and hand signals that teams use to say whether they want to run a run or a pass and which side it's going and who it's going to, but he can't recall whether he was on the Central Michigan sideline last year. Or he can't recall what people did with the tickets that he bought, for various games over the last several years, just because he had buddies who might want to go to a college football game. So he bought the best tickets in the house. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's how it works. Don't you understand that? What kind of a friend are you? Yes.
And who was paying for it, really, when you get right down to it? I mean, just – and then Jim Harbaugh claiming, you know, very little knowledge of this guy. I mean, you get a picture of him standing next near you and next to your offensive and defensive coordinators, and you can't recall what kind of really role he played, except he was – everybody has sign stealers on the sidelines. Everybody does. Everybody tries to get stuff off of videos and stuff. What people don't understand, and up at Michigan they don't understand, this is about breaking an NCAA rule on advanced scouting of games, live advanced scouting of games. Everybody tries to steal signs, but this isn't what it's about. It's about breaking an NCAA rule that's been around for, what, 20 years or more, and, you know, people up in Michigan still don't get it. This blows your mind. But then, and not only still don't get it, but still the powers that be still are fibbing about it. So,
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Other than that, I don't really have an opinion.
Yeah, no, it seems like you need to think about this for a second.
The legend Tim May joining us on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline.
Yes.
All right, Tim. Well, we got a football game this Sunday, and at least when they kick the ball off, it'll be a football game. Give us something to pay attention to with the Ohio State Buckeyes besides, and more than anything, what do you expect out of Will Howard?
I expect Will Howard to play well. You know why? Because he's played well before at Kansas State, you know? And just what I've seen, what we've gotten to see a little bit in preseason, he's a leaner, meaner, more stout version of himself than he was even at Kansas State. I mean, he lost like, what, 14, 15 pounds in the interim between the spring and the start of preseason camp. He's like 6'5", 235, looks quite fit, can run like a deer. You know, you've all heard the story about him running over 22.1 miles per hour in a little test during the summer. If you've seen him run, we got to see him do a breakaway run at one point in a kind of a semi-scrimmage situation during preseason camp, and he can run really fast. And when he's running really fast, he's 6'5", 235 doing it, if you follow my drift. He literally has the size of a big tight end. And then he's – y'all have seen interviews with him, I'm sure. Quite personable young man, a leader. He's been around, what, it's his fifth year. He is a man and – every sense of the word, and he's just looking to put this little exclamation point on his college resume before he tries to make an NFL team. So I'm expecting him to come out of the gate. I know he said it, you know, he's chomping at the bit, or as I say, champing at the bit, which is probably the correct use of that term.
You own horses, we don't, so I'll respect you on this one.
Exactly. Right. But he's chomping at the bit to get going, and then he's got, you know, he's driving. I like to say McLaren F1. I was telling Bo Bishop that the other day. I like to use McLaren F1 because that's my favorite sports car, but everybody knows what a Ferrari is. But he's champing at the bit to drive this Ferrari.
All right, well said, my friend. Jeremiah Smith. How awesome
he's
is this kid?
Champing at the bit.
How awesome is this kid?
He's champing at the bit to show why he's one of the major accessories on this Ferrari. Next question.
Ah, That good? How good?
Oh, my goodness. Dude,
Better than what we've just – I mean, we just watched arguably the best wide receiver that ever played at Ohio State in Marvin Harrison.
Chris Carter might give him a run for his money.
Yeah, I'm dated by time right now.
Chris Carter is in the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Chris Carter was damn good in college. So was Marvin Harrison Jr. This guy, all you ever see is him making highlight catches. I mean, it's been crazy over the last 7 or 8, 9 months. But as I pointed out to the Giants Club a minute ago, you know, I remember writing a little story pre-story for the spring game, and everybody was coming out to wanted to see Jeremiah Smith. They wanted to see Will Howard, you know, and who makes the greatest memorable catch in that spring game was Emeka Egbuka, fourth-year senior co-captain now of this team, one of the more solid individual people you're ever going to run into in life. And that's just an example. And Carnell Tate, we were gushing about him a year ago in similar fashion, not quite the same as Jeremiah Smith, but pretty close. And those are your three starting wide receivers. You got yourself a pretty good football team when you just got those guys on it.
All right. Well, they're only a 48-point favorite, so we'll see how it goes tomorrow. Right. Tim May, we love having you on the show. You are the man. We will talk to you next week. That's it. We got to go.
We got to roll.
Sorry.
All right.
We're warming up.
Hey, it's always a pleasure being on with you fellas. You know what? You know that. I know you know that. You get my Christmas card every year, don't you?
Yeah. I saw it.
There you go.
Yeah.
That's the way to fake it.
Yeah,
right.
No, of course. Goodbye, Tim. We love you. Bye.
See y'all next week.
Thank you. Peace.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Sometimes in football, you need just a little more for that first down. You need to be pushing the pile. And on our new podcast, we'll give you that extra effort.
I'm Mike Renner, a longtime NFL analyst who helped develop player evaluation systems that every NFL team uses to this day.
And I'm Kyle Long, former All-Pro offensive lineman in the NFL who knows a thing or two about getting people moving.
You'll get expertise from inside the trenches and behind the tape for 4 episodes every week. So make sure you download and subscribe to the Pushing the Pile podcast on the Odyssey app.